the Pharisees, with some of the scribes who had come from Jerusalem, gathered together round Jesus, and they saw that some of the disciples ate with defiled hands, that is, unwashed. For the Pharisees and all the Jews do not eat unless they cleanse their hands, following the tradition of the elders. And when they come from the marketplace, they do not eat unless they purify themselves. And there are many other traditions which they observe, the washing of cups and pots and vessels of bronze. And the Pharisees and the scribes asked him, "Why do your disciples not live according to the tradition of the elders, but eat with hands defiled?" And he said to them, "Well did Isaiah prophesy of you, O hypocrites, as it is written, 'This people honor me with lip service, while their hearts are far from me. In vain do they worship me, teaching as doctrines the precepts of men.' You put aside the commandment of God to cling to human traditions." And he said to them, "How ingeniously you get round the commandment of God in order to keep your own tradition. For Moses said, 'Honor your father and mother,' and 'He who speaks evil of father or mother, let him surely die.' But you say, 'If a man tells his father or his mother, 'What you have gained from me is korban,' that is, given to God, then you no longer permit him to do anything for his father and mother, thus making null and void the word of God for the sake of your tradition, which you hand down. And many other such things you do." The Gospel of the Lord. Jesus accuses the scribes and Pharisees of hypocrisy, and not for the first time. Hypocrites are those whose life is a piece of acting, even though they may not realize this. They act with no thought as to what their conscience is telling them, no matter what the consequences. Following rules and regulations made by those we may regard as experts, or at least who appear to speak with authority, is not necessarily right or just. We may follow these rules, believing them to be the law, forgetting that the rule of God is supreme. His commandments overrule any man-made rules or traditions. The legalistic Jew in the time of Jesus thought that if he followed the rules and traditions, such as the ceremonial washing, he was a good man, even though in his heart he may be full of jealousy and pride and revenge. Legalism has no place in the heart of a really good man who follows Christ. A Muslim kneeling on his prayer mat must pray to God at fixed times of the day. Does this mean that if he prays at other times and misses one of the ritual times, his prayer is any less efficacious? Or if he follows in the wrong direction, that God is not listening to his prayers? Of course he has to take into account his conscience. Christians, or rather Catholics, are to go to Mass on Sundays. Both the Muslim and the Christian practices are good, the latter part of fulfilling the God's command that we keep the Sundays holy. But if after Mass, having fulfilled the ritual, we go down to the pub and start gossiping about our friends and or acquaintances, then we too are hypocrites, because our hearts are not Jesus-like. We may go to the church to greet our friends and may greet strangers too, but give little thought as to why we have come and who is waiting to talk for us to talk to him in his own house, and more importantly, to listen to him. We keep the ritual, but ignore the reason for and the essence of the Mass. I once realized with dismay that instead of listening intently to the word in the readings of the Mass, I was intent on listening to the way the verses were read. There I was, fulfilling my obligation with my presence, but not with my heart. Few people can concentrate in prayer without distraction. But those who relish distraction and cannot wait until they are first out of the church to start the coffee queue are hardly filling their obligations, that is, loving God with their whole heart and mind. The God who loves us in spite of our faults, our failings, perhaps our lack of self-esteem, our lack of charity and thoughtfulness, our selfishness, our hopes of getting what we want rather than what God wants for us. The list is long. But no matter what or who we are, we know his love is infinite, and he wishes to be loved just as infinitely. He accuses the Pharisees of hypocrisy because they accuse the disciples not of transgressing the law, but the commands of the elders. When the Jews announced that something was Corban, it meant that had been offered to God. It has been said that the Pharisees persuaded sons to give everything to God as Corban that would normally have been given to help their parents in their need. In this way, the Pharisees gained and the parents lost, thereby contradicting the commandment of God to honor thy father and thy mother. These rules and regulations of the Jews were not written down until well after Jesus' time. Every possible situation in life had its rules, and if you kept these rules, you were good in your own mind and that of others, even if the rules were nonsensical. Most of the ordinary people could not possibly have kept them all or even remembered them. Your heart could be filled with worldly ambition or thoughts of wealth and the accumulation of it and of jealousy, but you considered yourself good if you followed these rules, even if your hearts were cold and unloving, even murderous. Regarding the washing of hands, this was not for the sake of hygiene, but of purification within. And this had to be carried out with a certain ritual. If this was not carried out with a certain ritual, or cleansing was not beneficial. One of the fathers said that, mystically again, the disciples eating with unwashed hands signifies the future fellowship of the Gentiles with the apostles. The cleansing and washing of the Pharisees is barren, but the fellowship of the apostles, though without washing, has stretched out its branches as far as the sea. In my part of the world, today is the feast of St. Jerome Emiliani. His was a full life of giving to others, particularly to orphans, the destitute and sick, and devotedly studying theology whenever he could. Our Dominican Pope Pius V raised his community to the dignity of a religious order according to the rule of St. Augustine. Not for Jerome was any unnecessary ritual, but the ritual of an order that put others first, as Christ teaches us. He loved his neighbor rather than himself, putting a pure heart before ritually clean hands. And as Christ says, her sins are forgiven because she has loved us.